couple of years ago, Jennifer Pritchett and Jessica Giordani opened up the Smitten Kitten. It's a small sex toy store. And on the day that their first shipment of adult toys arrived, they excitedly gathered around. And as they ripped open the box, this noxious odor permeated the air. It was that new vinyl shower curtain smell.
And we saw these oil spots. That's what it looked like, oil seeping through the cardboard boxes. And we were a little concerned, obviously, and we opened them up. And each of the toys, almost down to every single one, was beating some oil-like substance up on the toys through the product packaging, through the styrofoam peanuts, and then through the cardboard.
The entire shipment of adult toys was ruined. Pritchett started asking around to the people she knew in the industry, and someone told her that the oils leaching from the toys are called phthalates. Cheaper-end sex toys are made with polyvinyl chloride, or PVC. PVC is a synthetic material, and it's used in tons of things like building materials, medical appliances, everyday household items, and children's toys. And much like the children's toys, much of the cheaper adult toys are manufactured in China. There are no regulations on the manufacture of adult toys in China, and no regulations on the imports of toys in the United States. In order to make PVC more soft and flexible, which is a desired effect in certain sex toys, plasticizers called phthalates are added. And a lot of phthalates will go into the jelly toys to make them more jelly-like. In fact, the leaching toys that Jennifer Pritchett had ordered were actually called jelly toys. But that very untechnical term just did not sit well with Jennifer. So she sent a few of the best-selling sex toys on the market to an independent chemist to see what they were really made of.
For instance, one of the most famous sex toys in the country is called the rabbit. And everybody knows about that. Sex in the City had a big episode about the rabbit habit. Oprah Winfrey gave away one to every person in her audience. They're everywhere. And I sent that particular toy to a lab, and it came back that 60% of the total weight of that toy, so 60% of the total volume of material, is a chemical called dioctyl phthalate, which is a known carcinogen and teratogen.
It turned out the rabbit toy was made with materials from a class of chemicals that's linked to cancer and birth defects. It's not known whether materials in some adult toys are dangerous to human health or not, because no one's testing them on humans. In 2006, the Danish Technological Institute did study the health risks of chemicals in adult toys on lab animals. Researchers found that some phthalates are harmful to mice and rats in large amounts. Pritchett says that if the consumer public knew that the material in their toys might be a risk, they would probably not use them. She says the big picture here is about a lot of things. And one of those things is a culture's discomfort with sexuality. And people just don't want to discuss it.
It's about a regulatory system that can't even say the words adult toys, let alone regulate it like they do children's toys. It's about a market structure where people can make thousands of percent profit on cheaply made toys, and nobody's going to do anything about it.
There's a lot of money in sex toys. Carol Queen is the staff sexologist at Good Vibrations, a well-established California sex store. She says people have worried about phthalates in the toys that children suck on, like pacifiers. In fact, in Europe, children's toys with dioctyl phthalates and other kinds of phthalates have been banned. Once people started wondering about children's toys, they soon started to wonder about adult toys.
In terms of the dildos and the insertable vibrators, at the very least, those things are going to and on the mucosa. And if somebody's having fun, it's staying there for a little while. There's friction. There's the possibility of leaching. And all of those things are potentially correct. The problem with the discourse is that so far, no one has had the opportunity to truly understand what the implications, health-wise and otherwise, might be for these materials on the human body, because people don't test sex toys.
So the big concern here is that the sex toys directly touch mucous membranes, and this contact is not buffered by any layer of skin. So the materials that are used in an adult toy can potentially more easily be absorbed into the body. For this report, I contacted more than 20 medical and health professionals. These people were the heads of research universities that specialize in sexual studies, or they were OBGYN doctors, or the directors of sexual health clinics. None of these health professionals were willing to be interviewed about what can happen to someone's body when they use adult toys made out of hazardous materials. They just don't have the information about it. Although when I spoke with them, the majority of those health professionals were curious to hear this report. We finally spoke with Dr. Susan Ernst. She's the director of the gynecology clinic at the University of Michigan's Student Health Services. And she confirmed that this topic is not on the radar for many health professionals.
It hadn't come up as a topic with patients. It hadn't come up in any of the medical conferences that I had attended. It hadn't come up in the medical journals that I've read. So I am embarrassed to say that it came up through the lay press, bringing it up as an important issue.
Dr. Ernst says that if a patient is using an adult toy that is potentially dangerous, then healthcare professionals need to be knowledgeable about this topic. Jennifer Pritchett of Smitten Kitten says friends will sometimes mention rashes or burning they experience while they're using their toy. They've been to the doctor, but physicians often wrongly assume that it's an STD or a toy that's not been cleaned properly, and the problem doesn't go away. The doctors don't think about the connection between the chemicals used to make the toys and how they might affect the body. Pritchett says when she mentions that possible connection to a friend, she can see a light bulb go on over their head. Now, that's speculation, of course, but she thinks people need to put all of the pieces of the sex toy puzzle together. That's why she stopped selling the jelly toys that were leaching phthalates.
And we have to say, we know the chemicals in these toys are dangerous. We know they're dangerous in other respects. We know if children put these in their mouths, it's dangerous. I think we're going to have to extrapolate and say, well, if adults put these in their mouths or in other parts of their body, it's also dangerous. We're just going to have to make a little leap there. But the industry who is invested in keeping toxic toys on the market hides behind that. They hide behind the novelty use only, that, well, nobody's proven that this specific toy is going to cause cancer, which I think that's a cheap argument. And I hope it doesn't stand up for too long.
Pritchett says it's not like people are only using adult toys as gag gifts. But because the toys are so controversial, nobody expects the government to test the safety of them anytime soon. But people are starting to talk about this issue. A few months ago, an adult toy trade magazine did a cover story called Attack of the Phthalates. And one of the biggest adult toy retailers recently announced it was phasing out products that contain phthalates because more people who use these toys are becoming concerned about whether they're putting themselves at risk. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.